Hello, this is Jill Pasternak. Welcome to Crossover, the program that explores the universal language, music. Music familiar to many of us, the Bells of St. Mary's by A. Emmett Adams, performed today by our guest organist Michael Stairs on the Girard College Chapel organ. Organist Michael Stairs has been thrilling audiences in the Philadelphia area for years as the organist of the Philadelphia Orchestra, 25 years as organist and choirmaster at Bryn Mawr Church of the Redeemer, and assistant organist on the Wanamaker organ at the Grand Court at Macy's Center City, Philadelphia. Welcome to Crossover, Michael.
Oh, thanks, Jill. It's a pleasure to be on Crossover. It's one of my favorite programs.
Well, we paid him to say that, right? No, Michael is a wonderful, wonderful musician, and I actually became acquainted with him because of the Wanamaker organ show, I think. And
yes.
Tell us a little bit about your background, Michael. You're not from this area, right, initially?
No, this is the deep south for me. I'm from northern Maine, and Presque Isle, Maine was living in Presque Isle is like being in Philadelphia this past winter.
Oh, Lord.
And up there, it wasn't unusual to have 20 below on a given day. And it got dark at 3.
Oh, my.
I walked to the church. My dad was a pastor. So I walked a mile in the freezing temperatures in the snow to get to the church, which had an organ and a piano.
Well, that sounds like a story about someone from Bach's time. I mean, they would
yes.
go into the church
mm-hmm.
and play in the freezing organ loft and
yes.
with the bellows and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you started playing the organ?
Well, I was around 10, and it was unofficial. I just liked the sound that the organ made in church. So I knew where the key was hidden, so I'd sneak in. I didn't do anything officially with organ, but I happened to have a wonderful piano teacher who studied with somebody in Caribou, and she went on to the Eastman School. And Priscilla Perry gave me my start, and the piano lessons were fun, and it all seemed to make sense when I saw the staff and all of those notes and It was a great start. I'm so grateful for it.
Isn't it a little bit difficult when you're small?
Yes, but one summer, a lady named Mrs. Dreamer came up from New Jersey because my dad had founded a summer camp for children up there in Mapleton, which is even north of Presque Isle. But she was an organist of note and told me, she explained what the pedals were all about and all of the stops and gave me the basics. So then I was on my own, but I managed to kind of figure it out well enough to play in church some Sunday nights.
But it was something that appealed to you?
Very much. The sound of the organ has always appealed to me, even when I was a baby and in the balcony of my dad's church in Gardner, Maine.
Well, you certainly are a long way away from that now, and what an amazing career you've had. I mean, you're really very well known in the area, as well as all over the United States, as being a virtuoso organist, and justifiably so. You went to Curtis?
Yes. I was very fortunate that my father moved to a church in Erie, Pennsylvania. And there were two Westminster Choir College graduates. Helen and Andrew Flanagan, and they talked me into going to the choir college because I knew I was appreciative of the singing and the piano and the organ and all of those components. And they said, there's no place like the choir college for you. So I connected up and was accepted and studied with Dr. McCurdy for 3 years until he retired. Then I became a piano major with Matilda McKinney.
Uh-huh.
But I was playing a piece with Michael Korn for Leonard Bernstein's monthly show. And Dr. McCurdy said, you must go up with him and play the reduction of the Poulenc organ concerto on the piano, which I did. And Bernstein came up to me after this Poulenc, and he said, young man, I didn't realize there was a piano reduction of the Poulenc. And I showed Maestro Bernstein this little miniature ragged score.
Oh,
and
my.
He said, you reduced that? And
that's
he said,
wonderful.
What a genius. So the choir college was a great period in my life, and I got to play for Von Karajan and Bernstein and Stokowski.
Stokowski also,
He was not real young at that point, but what a great time I had and learned a lot from Stokowski. And then going on to Curtis gave me 4 more years with Dr. McCurdy at the organ, learning all sorts of concert repertoire.
Very familiar farandole from Georges Bizet's L'Arlésienne Suite. This is an arrangement by Joel Hastings, performed here by Michael Stairs on the Wanamaker organ. So for our audience, I mean, we think of the organists as people that play in church, but there's a whole world out there of concert organ playing. I mean, this is an instrument, and there's a lot of repertoire that is written for that particular instrument that is not religious. Is that
right?
That's right.
That's right.
And occasionally you'll find it, maybe a few measures in an orchestral piece, and they'll say, organ, like the Saint-Saëns, is the organ symphony. It's not really the organ symphony. It just kind of comes in there in the last moment. But so it's kind of interesting whether you made a decision to do music that would be, connected with religious institutions or just play works that were written for the organ that have nothing to do with that. I mean, is there such a thing for in an organist's life?
I'm very fortunate that in junior high school, I had the Reform Synagogue in Erie and was the choir master. I didn't know anything about conducting a choir, but they had a wonderful solo quartet. And so I learned to accompany the cantor from the second floor, hidden.
Oh, my.
And had a wonderful time in that synagogue. At the same time, I took on a Baptist and a Methodist church before I went to Princeton. So
You were covering all the bases.
I was covering
definitely.
All. And I had never really thought about a concert organist until one fine day. We were living in Augusta, Maine, and I saw that John Weaver was playing the mighty organ in Portland in their municipal hall. And I went down to hear these concert pieces for organ that weren't sacred.
Yes.
And it changed my life. I thought, wait, that's what I want to do.
Of course. I mean, that's why I would love for our audience to realize that the organ is an instrument. It's not just an instrument for a religious, service or environment. But, Bach, of course, played the organ, of course, right?
Not
like the ones you're playing, right? But
well, he would really approve of an organ of the scope of Girard College, which I think is one of the finest instruments that exists in the United States.
Our guest today, Michael Stairs, performing Gabriel's Oboe, music of Ennio Morricone, which he arranged for organ and which he performed on the Girard College Chapel organ. Mm-hmm. Are there many concert organs in the United States? I mean, there's one. Is there one in Disney Hall? There's a huge one there, isn't there?
Yes, there are many that are being restored now, but Philadelphia is a mecca for the symphonic organ, with Wanamaker's and Girard and Longwood and University of Pennsylvania.
Right, right.
And Drexel has a decrepit symphonic organ. But this is really quite an attraction for other organists.
So for you, though, as a musician, I mean, here you are and you've got this instrument. And of course, they associate it with, religious performances and so on. Mm-hmm. And then you concertized as well. Did you play with any major orchestras? I mean, there are parts in some of the works, I think, that utilize organ, but not a lot. I guess it's, of course, the Saint-Saëns. And then there's also the,
I've got the Pines of Rome.
Oh yes, that's right.
And then the Alpine Symphony. Actually, I'm in with the orchestra about once a month on average for one thing or another.
Here now,
in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. For instance, what kind of work?
Next year we're doing the St. Matthew Passion. We're doing a big Janacek Mass, which has a movement for solo organ. It's quite amazing how often I'm called in. And even on recordings, you can't tell as well, but the organ in Verizon Hall has a wonderful bass that undergirds everything else octave.
You can't make a mistake.
And people report back that I made their seat shake.
Oh, well, I would imagine.
That's what Respighi wanted and Strauss. So
goodness.
It's good stuff.
It's really great works. There are great works. So so this turned actually, but of course you've been teaching for many, many years.
Yes, I had 25 wonderful years at Haverford School and very, very talented boys there that have gone on, many of them to do wonderful things, if not in music, certainly music related. So that makes me very proud.
How would you advise a student that demonstrates an interest in doing this for a living? I mean, do you say, look, this is what the repertoire is and there's a lot of room to grow, but remember, if you have to make your monthly, salary, you might as well get a job with some kind of a religious institution. Is that what you would say?
Oh, I think that's key. I think most every organist starting off needs a church and a synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's key, but I coach a lot of the Curtis Institute organists, And I coach some in orchestral playing, and I have a blast with that. And all of those students I come across are certainly in for quite a lucrative career.
Well, I would say also that it's unique. I mean, you can't take your instrument along with you.
No,
I guess.
No, we're at the mercy.
You're at the mercy of the whole. And you, of course, have released this wonderful new album. So tell us a little bit about this. It's The Sacred and Profane.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And their concert favorites. And this was also recorded at the Girard College Chapel here in Philadelphia. Is that right?
Yes,
you love that organ.
It's a magnificent organ, and we're so fortunate to have it. This project started off as a senior thesis for a dear friend of mine at Drexel, Douglas Backman. And he wanted to do his thesis about the process of recording an album. So not only did he get this double disc together, he made all of the repertoire choices based on a lot of my concerts at the Wanamaker store, Macy's.
Well, of course, that's a totally different organ, isn't it? I mean, it's got all the bells and whistles, but more than usual.
Yes. Well, the Girard College organ doesn't have the bells and whistles, but it has amazing ability to play all sorts of repertoire. On this album, there are some very light tunes and some very heavy ones.
Oh, you really did cover them all. And yummy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh,
you've
yes.
got Les Mis, mm-hmm. and then you've got, I don't know, a Pomp and Circumstance, and then you've mm-hmm. got Turandot, you've got the Nessun Dorma,
yes.
I mean, that must be amazing. Does the style affect you in terms of, or is it, I mean, it's like playing the piano. You can play it a concertized version of something, but I would imagine the organ has certain limitations.
I wouldn't think it does. I refuse to believe that. Yes, this instrument in Girard College is remarkable, but it doesn't have the bells and whistles of the Wanamaker store. There's no metallophone. And there are chimes. You'll hear chimes in this album. I'm very pleased with the way this turned out. Rudy Lucenti was the sound engineer.
Yes, he's terrific.
Oh, he is the best. And I urge people to be careful. The bass response is just amazing.
That's wonderful. And if you have a high fidelity, as we call it, I guess you can shake the house to the rafters. We've just heard the Marche Héroïque by Herbert Ruhr, performed on the Girard College organ by our guest today, organist Michael Stairs. You do have some pop tunes there. I mean, have, you know, from Broadway and mm-hmm. then, of course, the beloved ones. My goodness, Old Man River, that's really rolling along, right?
That really rolls, yes.
Now, the arrangements, you've made them yourself?
By and large, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun. I often just listen to a recording and try to imitate as much as I can of the orchestral effects, the strings and the woodwinds and brasses.
Music by Jerry Bock from the smash Broadway hit Fiddler on the Roof. We heard Sunrise, Sunset, performed by Michael Stairs on the Girard College Chapel organ. So you're not really partial to playing Broadway or pop?
No, and then I love it all.
That's the way to do it,
yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now this is called Sacred and Profane, a collection of concert favorites. Which are the profane ones?
Oh, they're not all that profane. they're just more of the lighter tunes.
Well, I guess
And the sacred bit really is sacred. There are quite a few there's a gospel medley in there. If a person's Baptist or Methodist, they would recall these from days of old. But it's just a good smattering of most everything that the instrument can do.
But also, I think you're playing what would one consider classical works, like the Marche Heroique or something like that. But then you're playing, you know, on my own.
Yes.
You know, so that's of course your arrangements, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So is this the first solo organ album that you've made?
No, I have several out at Longwood Gardens, but this is the first one that I'm really, really proud of, in that since I retired from teaching school, I've had a lot more time to prepare for a recording session, and this was a breeze. I don't think we had to do any retakes on the first day of recording.
Well, you're a good investment.
Well, no, I was really inspired. Girard just has it all, and it has that ability to play very serious organ literature as well as the lighter pop songs.
So this is actually a very, very far-reaching album. I mean, it's any kind of taste.
Mm-hmm.
Where can one get this, and what label is it on?
This is Stenter Music. And if you just get online, Stenter, I think it's StenterCDs.com, you'll come up with this album.
And is this the only one that you've done with them?
Thus far, Rudy Lucenti is working on adding to this because he is a partner in this company.
Well, I know Rudy, and and Michael is sitting there with a broad smile on his face. We know Rudy's not going to let you not do anything. So
no,
it's something, it's certainly a wonderful partner that you're working with. So it's Stentor Music Services is the label. Is that what it is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's the Sacred and Profane, a collection of concert favorites, Michael Stairs organ. And, I'm going to say we look forward to the next one.
Oh, thank you, Jill. Appreciate that.
A delight to speak with you and to listen to this gorgeous album.
Thank you.
Thank you. We just heard a suite from George Friedrich Handel's Water Music, performed by Michael Stairs, our guest today, on the Wanamaker organ. We've been speaking with Michael Stairs about the release of his latest album, Sacred and Profane, a collection of concert favorites, which he performed on the Girard College Chapel organ in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Can't do an organ show without music of Andrew Lloyd Webber from Phantom of the Opera. Here is Music of the Night, performed by our guest Michael Stairs on the Girard College organ. I'm Jill Pasternak. Until next time.
For a second listen to selected Crossover interviews, visit WRTI.org. Crossover was produced by Jill Pasternak in the studios of WRTI Philadelphia for the WRTI Radio Network. This is Joe Hattie, Crossover's technical producer. Crossover is syndicated nationally by Global Media Group Incorporated. Thanks for listening.